speaking on this program is Brother Kevin Fee.
I read a story over the last couple of weeks. I've looked at it several different times about a lady whose family, in the times in which they had been able to be together throughout the course of several years, that they enjoyed opportunities not only to be together, but during certain times of the year, the family would bring little gifts, tokens, to give to their loved one. The lady had lost her husband some time ago, and she did not really have much in life from a materialistic standpoint. She did not have a large bank account and things of that nature, and she valued her time with her family above anything else. And because of the love that her family had for her, they wanted to give back to her little things that they thought might help to bring some comfort to her life and to bring some great joy to her as well. And therefore, at various times throughout the course of a year, they would be able to bring gifts to her, and those who lived away would even send gifts to her. As I read the story, the lady passed away, and the family came, and in going through the possessions that were left behind, they opened up a closet, and inside that closet they found many of the gifts that they had sent that this lady now had left behind. They were quite taken back by the fact that some of those gifts had never been opened. They were still wrapped. And there were others of the gifts that had been opened, but yet at the same time, they were placed in the box or in the packaging that they had come in, and therefore the family had concluded that those gifts had never really and truly been used. And therefore, the purpose for which they had given them was a tragedy, because they had never been able to bring the joy or to bring the pleasure to that lady's life. And therefore, that is the title of our lesson tonight, The Tragedy of an Unused Gift. The Bible makes it very clear that God provides gifts for each and every one of us. And it's interesting, though, is that some people never access the gift. Some people never open the gift that God extends to us in and through Jesus Christ. But yet at the same time, oftentimes we find is that people who do open the gift, they are recipients of the gift that God gives us of forgiveness and adding to us to the body of Christ. They never really and truly use those gifts to the glory and honor of our God. And the Bible makes it very clear is that that is indeed a tragedy in the sight of God, as well as, I contend tonight, a tragedy in regard to the glory of God in the kingdom of God, the Lord's church. The context that I want us to come out of tonight is in the book of Matthew chapter 25, verses 14 and following through in regard to what Jesus has said in the parable of the talents. And with regard to this matter, to begin with, God identifies through the words of Jesus is that this parable is likened unto the kingdom. In other words, the things that He has to say in reference to this parable and the people or the servants under consideration here, in reality, it is applicable to you and me as New Testament Christians. And therefore, as we go through, not only do we want to do what we can to understand what is said, but then in like figure to understand the ways in which it would apply to our lives as we are dealing with the talents that God has bestowed upon each and every one of us. To begin with, I believe that it is imperative for us to realize that the Master is the giver of the talents. The Master, in this context, has distributed to each servant his goods. And I stress this understanding is that the goods did not belong to the servants, but rather the goods were owned by, if you would, the Master himself. And therefore, he is giving these goods to his servants, and they are to be good stewards over the goods that have been placed into their possessions. Why in this context is a master giving or distributing these talents unto his servants? Because the Scripture says that the master is getting ready to take a long journey into a far country. And as a result of that, he distributes talents to these individuals. When we think with reference to the talents originally dealt with the idea of weighing something out. It later became known as a sum of money that was measured in gold or silver. Some commentators say that the worth of the talent was somewhere around 600 or 6,000 denarii, which if you calculate that out, it would have been about 20 years worth of wages, which tells us that we're dealing with something of great value. In our common vernacular, our language, it has an understanding of a gift or an ability that someone or that a person possesses. Therefore, as we seek to make the application, we will want to understand exactly what it would mean to us today. The Bible says in regard to as the master distributes these goods to his servants, that he gave to each one according to his ability. God does not give more than what one is able to stand from a temptation standpoint, but also God's not going to place a responsibility upon us as well any greater than what we're able to handle and what we're able to be responsible for. And we learn in this context in regard to this parable is that God is explaining this in a very real manner as He moves forward with this parable. The way in which this would apply to us at this point is that God is the one who blesses each and every one of us with everything that we have in life. The Bible makes that clear on a number of different levels. James chapter 1 and verse 17 says that every good and perfect gift comes down from the Father of light, in whom there is no variation. God is responsible for providing everything that we have in this life that you and I would count as a blessing. And God makes it also very clear, and He stresses this with great importance, is that He blesses us with great talent. In regard to the talents, I believe that God is wanting us to understand that we need to identify as well as to use the gifts that He lays upon us. And as we think about identifying our talents and using the talents, God identifies, I believe, in this context and in the broader context of the New Testament Scripture, is that our talents vary by number as well as by substance. And what we also understand from this parable and elsewhere is that there are no talented people within the body of Christ, or for that matter, even within the world. And therefore, God calls upon us to take inventory and to explore, to look into His Word, to identify different things that He says about the talents that He gives to His people, but then also to look inwardly within ourselves and to say, what type of talents do I have that God has given to me? You may have the talent of being a visionary person, being able to look beyond where we are today and to say, you know, the elders in the past have had vision. They've looked to the future, and that's why we are where we are today. And therefore, you may be one to be able to look to the future and say, you know, if we want to go forward as a congregation, here are some things that I believe that we need to be doing. Here are some ways that we will be able to accomplish that. And don't keep those things to yourself, but rather share those things with those of us within the eldership that we might be able to implement them so that as a congregation we can do more to the glory and honor of our God's name. If you are a guy here within this congregation, a male member, I want to challenge you tonight and to have you look within yourself and to say, is it possible that I might have a talent to preach or to teach? Is it possible that I would have a talent to be able to stand before the congregation and to lead us in songs as what Brother Carl and many others do? Do you have that ability? And if you're quick to say no, maybe you've not really and truly given thought or consideration to it. Maybe you've never really tried those things. And therefore, tonight we want to challenge you to consider using your talents and to investigate and to discover those talents so that God would be able to use those to the glory of His name and also to give increase unto the talents that you currently have as well. I remember whenever Dawn and I first moved here, we already had on schedule to go into Australia and to do mission work in 2010. And as we were raising support to be able to go and to accomplish that, many here gave, as well as brethren that we know throughout the brotherhood, and they were able to bless us with the funds that were necessary for us to go and to work effectively there. And I remember also an individual who had given some funds. I I don't remember funding who gave what or this or that. And yet at the same time, I remember in regard to this one individual, he came to me, and it was Mike Boston. And Mike, you might remember this. He said, you know, I can't go myself, but at the same time, he says, I want to haul you guys to the airport. And Mike took time off of work that morning to take me and Don up into the airport. On another occasion, I remember in 2011, whenever I went back myself over to Australia to do mission work, that Brother Tommy Savage came up and he says, you may not even remember this, Tommy. He says, who's mowing your yard while you're gone? And I said, well, I figure it'll wait until I get back. And he said, no, it won't. He said, I'll mow it. And I said, what do I owe you? And he says, nothing. He says, this is one way I can contribute to the work. I remember that, and I appreciate that. Sister Blankenship has opened up her home for us to come into and to do Bible studies and to do group studies here within the congregation. Wilma Jean has baked, I couldn't tell you, a number of pies that we've been able to take to different ones and to open up doors. They say that the way to a person's heart's through their stomach, especially if you're speaking to a guy, correct? And Wilma Jean has helped us in that regard, and many others have explored their talents, and you're using your talents to the glory and honor of our God. The Bible makes it very clear in regard to this matter is that God is indeed the master, and that God is the giver of all gifts, and God wants us to identify as well as to be able to use the talents each and every day in our lives, that He will receive credit and that His kingdom might be able to be increased as a result of our investing into the works that He lays before us. But also, I believe that it is imperative as we think about the master and the tragedy that goes along with the unused gifts or talents, is that the master is the settler of all accounts. The scripture identifies that the master had gone off on a long journey into a country far, far away. But at the same time, the Bible identifies that after he had been gone for a long time, that he eventually returned. And as a result of his returning, now we have that he goes before each one of the servants that he has given the talents to. And now each one must give an account of the talents that they have been blessed with, that they have been entrusted with, that they are to be stewards over, good stewards over. Each servant stood to give a personal account. And whenever he came to the five-talented man, the one that he had given five talents to, we read that the five-talented man had done trading. And as a result of his trading, wise investments, that he was able to earn five additional talents. What was the result of all that? He was rewarded for the blessings that he had brought into the kingdom of his master. Also, we understand with regard to the two-talented man, is that this individual also had gone out, made trade, and as a result of that, he also then had doubled the amount that had been given to him, and his master again was well pleased. However, the one-talented man, friends, he had done absolutely nothing. In fact, he went and he dug a hole in the ground and he buried his talents. And as a result of that, we understand that the master was not at all pleased with what this man had done. And God uses, I believe, this side of this parable, at least in part, to remind each and every one of us as Christians, is that someday you and I will eventually stand before our God in judgment. And therefore, God is telling us that we need to invest our talents each and every day. And whenever we are investing our talents, God knows the direction by which we are doing so. God sees, He knows all things. And because God wants our investments in His kingdom to bring forth an abundance of good, God is going to bless the talents. God's going to bless our efforts in the kingdom. But friends, also God identifies is that He's going to increase our personal talents and our abilities to continue to do greater things in His kingdom. You know, with the one talented man, the one who went and buried his talent, what happened to that talent whenever he appeared before the master? The master said that talent needed to be taken to him and to be given to the one who had 10 talents. I believe that in regard to our talents, that if we do not use our talents, we will lose our talents. I remember Tommy whenever I first started running again. It had been a long time. I used to run a lot whenever I was in high school. And I ran track and all. And it took me a long time to be able to learn how to run and to breathe again. And I remember, they say that whenever you learn to ride a bicycle, is that you never forget. Well, that's hogwash. I don't necessarily believe that. Especially whenever you're doing the clip-in pedals. You've got to remember that whenever you stop, you've got to unclick, if not, fall over. It took me a long time because I had not used it, and therefore I was losing it. And friends, isn't that true? And in a greater way, when we think it from a spiritual standpoint, is that what a tragedy it is if we lose our talents instead of increasing our talents because we fail to invest them to the glory and honor of our God's name? You know, as we read and study from this parable of the talents, also I believe that we learn is that the master is the rewarder and the punisher. The rewards of the faithful servants were wonderful as a result of what they have done in regard to their investments. They are able to enter into the joy of the Lord. Each one, the five talented man who now, by investing his talents, has doubled them, and in fact he's receiving even the one that has been taken from the unfaithful steward, from the unfaithful servant. He's able to enter into the joy of the Lord. And I want to stress that, the joy of the Lord. Friends, there's no greater joy that we can have in life, amen, than to be able to be in the joy of the Lord. Dawn and I were studying back several years ago with a lady who had walked away from the church, and obviously she had not been investing her talents in the Lord's work. If she had been, I believe that she would have been rooted and grounded and she'd still be here today. But as a result of her walking away from investing her talents in life, figure over the course of time, she'd walked away from the body of Christ. And in going and talking with this lady and trying to restore her, and we did, and she ended up leaving again. And I've been back since, but not been able to get her back. But I remember her saying to myself and Dawn, she says, "I've lost my joy." And we reminded her and we asked her, "What do you mean you lost your joy?" She said, "Well, I've just lost my joy in life." And I said, "Well, do you think a part of that is because you've lost your joy in the Lord?" And she says, "Yes." In the times that I've had to go back and to sit and talk with her, we've talked about that again. And she still says that she's lost her joy today. And there is joy in the Lord. And these individuals who had invested their talents, not only do we have joy in the Lord now, but there will be joy in the Lord to be able to be in the presence of God in eternity. It was not so delightful, though, of a reward for the one who is found unfaithful. He is stripped of his talent, and as a result of that then too, he is cast into outer darkness, where the Bible says that there is weeping and gnashing of teeth. Friends, take and apply that all the way across the board. What is God showing us here? He says that God has heaven as well as God has hell prepared for every single soul. And a part of our being ready, in order for us to go to heaven, a part of being able to accomplish, in order to be able to receive the joy of the Lord in an eternal stance, we must invest our talents each and every day to the glory and to the honor of our God. You see, God identifies as that we are to be laborers in the kingdom of God every single day, and as a result of that, God will give us an eternal reward to be eternally in heaven with Him in the end. So tonight I ask, where do you stand with our God in this very hour? Have you accepted God's gift in Christ? I began with the story of the lady who had gifts in her closet that had never been opened. She had no idea what those gifts were because she had never unwrapped the gifts. She'd never opened up the boxes. And there are people, even amongst us tonight, who are not New Testament Christians. You've never accessed the gift that God gives us in and through Christ by confessing Christ to be the Son of the living God and submitting yourself to be baptized into Christ, and therefore, what a tragedy it would be if you were to stand before God this very hour in that state or in that condition. But also ask, are you using your gifts to the glory of our God? As a Christian, are you doing diligence each day to look within yourself and to examine what the Bible says about the talents and to say, well, what type of talents do I have? Do I have the talent to call my brother and to encourage him or her? Do I have the talent to go and to assist a widow or a shut-in, maybe to take them to the doctor or this or that? Do I have the talent as well as the enthusiasm that goes with this for lost souls to put my name on that sheet that's in the foyer to reach out and to help people come to know the Lord and even to study with new converts? Are you using your talents to the glory of our God? But then also, do you need God's gift tonight of forgiveness in and through Jesus Christ our Lord? The tragedy is in an unused gift. And don't leave here tonight in that state of tragedy, having never accessed that gift, having not used that gift without making things right before we stand before our God. If you're subject to the invitation this very hour, we invite you with the Lord's call.